Thanks, and once again, welcome to the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your local radio station, such as KBRK, 1430 AM in Brookings, South Dakota. We're out of Valentine, Nebraska, and we encourage you to send items to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at those and include the author if you can. We'd like to use them here on the Good Stuff. This reminder that Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota is open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment, and that number to call is 605-642-5884, and they decided to name their South Room. Come check out Yesterday's South 40, same room with great craft items, also antiques and collectibles at Yesterday's Antiques in Spearfish.
And Mike, Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication, and it's located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. And they are a reliable source for ag news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more. Not just regionally, but nationwide. Again, that's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, what do you have to share with us on the Good Stuff this morning?
Well, I've got some interesting happenings. These are ancient headlines in today's news, if biblical headlines were written today. What do you got?
I was going to share something about horses.
About horses?
Horses.
All right. Well, who goes first?
You.
Oh, I thought we'd do rock, paper, scissors or something. So, interesting happenings or news tidbits. This is ancient headlines in today's news, if biblical headlines were written like they are today. Don't know where this came from. But here we go. Red Sea crossing. Now it would say, wetlands trampled in labor strike, pursuing environmentalists killed.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. David versus Goliath. Now the headline would be, hate crime kills beloved champion. Psychologist questions influence of rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And another event, Elijah on Mount Carmel. Fire sends religious right extremist into a frenzy. 400 killed.
Oh, no.
These are just interesting to look at it from this point of view, isn't it?
It does give you a different perspective, doesn't it?
It does. The birth of Christ. Here's the headline now. Hotels full. Animals left homeless. Animal rights activists enraged by insensitive couple. Oh, no. Here's one. Feeding the 5,000. A preacher steals child's lunch. Disciples mystified over behavior.
Hmm.
Yeah. Healing the 10 lepers. What would the headline be for that? Local doctor's practice ruined. Faith healer causes bankruptcy. Another one, raising Lazarus from the dead. What would the headline be today? Fundamentalist preacher raises a stink. Will reading to be delayed?
Hmm. Very interesting. Well, this story isn't so much about horses as it is about a well-preserved soft leather saddle discovered in northwest China that dates to between 727 and 396 BCE, possibly making it the oldest saddle ever found, according to a recent study. Researchers described the saddle as featuring two stuffed wing-shaped hides sewn together along the outer edges and separated by a gullet-like spacer in the middle. It also has lens-shaped support elements that resemble the knee and thigh rolls of modern saddles. The saddle was buried in a woman's tomb in the cemetery site in northwest China's Turfan Basin. Researchers are dating the specimen to 727 BCE. For comparison, the oldest previously known saddle was found north of the Turfan Basin in the archaeological mounds of southern Russia, dating to 430 to 420 BCE. This means that the saddle found in that new cemetery site may have come from the same or earlier period as the Tetka saddle. Researchers added that the saddle was less complex than the saddle discovered in an elite burial in Tetka earlier. Additionally, it was made from inexpensive materials and used by a common woman. I just thought that was kind of interesting to share with you today on the Good Stuff.
Okay, Mike, let's wrap it up with things Confucius did not say, okay? Man who jumps off cliff jumps to conclusion. Or war does not determine who is right, it determines who is left. And another one, man who stands on toilet is high on pot.
Let's end with that one.
Okay.
Again, folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And once again, you've been listening to The Good Stuff.